Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. It is a good morning. I hope you've done your run this morning, your yoga, whatever you've done. I hope you've stretched those tendons. I hope you've buffed out and toned those muscles. I hope you shaked your booty. I hope that sacrum started to wobble and you got your center. And as you got your center on the yoga floor, on the dance floor, on the Pilates floor, or at the track, you started to accelerate. I hope you stretched your neck. I hope you felt all that energy fill the inside of your brain and keep your mind clear and young. And so you knew on this bright, sunny morning you were regenerating. I hope that's what you did. If you didn't, well, make sure you listen to this show, because we're all aging, and that's true. But we want that second half of our life to be, well, in a sense, health-wise, just as good as the first. And one of the things we see depreciating is clarity of thought, our memory, our logic. Hopefully our wisdom increases no matter what. But certainly, how many of us can think back to when we were in high school and we could look at that page just one time and remember everything that was said? When somebody gave you a phone number once and you didn't forget it, when somebody gave you directions a few miles away and you could just memorize that in your mind. There was a reason for that. And there's a reason you can't do that anymore. And if that's you, this show's for you. Today's show, the top 10 reasons why you cannot think straight anymore. Because that's what it comes down to. Somebody says, do this, do this, do this, and do that, and you're on page one. We have to put an end to this, because that's what makes you feel old, and you don't want to feel old. So here it is, the top 10 reasons why you don't think straight anymore. Number one, I'm going to use an example of a guy I really liked, Rick Perry, governor of Texas, presidential candidate, trying to get the Republican nomination, and he made that little faux pas, couldn't remember one of the judicial branches, and it may have cost him the nomination. Some of us remember that. Well, the state of Texas is doing just fine. We wish the state of California had a balanced budget like the state of Texas. So Rick Perry knows how to govern, and Texas knows how to do things right economically. No one should argue that. It's a fact. However, Rick Perry, he's legion for low back issues. And whether you know it or not, what happened that day happens to a lot of us, where the sacrum, okay, now if you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, get on the website. If you've been on the show before, hopefully you're on the website. If you're in the car and you're driving, don't get on the website. I'll do the best I can to explain it to you, but we can do so much more with pictures. Pictures say 1,000 words. I've only got 60 minutes. I can say 60 hours if you just use the pictures. So be on the website. That's straighttalk.cc, not .com. Straight Talk with two T's. Go to the radio literature section and just follow it straight to the second to last picture, picture 28. That's a picture, if you're driving in the car, of the beginning of the spine and the sacrum. So from C1, which is what we call the occiput, the atlas, all the way down to the sacrum. That entire bony vertebra, all of those vertebra, have to be able to move fluid. If you're a dancer, if you're into breakdancing, if you watch breakdancing, if you think breakdancing is absurd, but you like ballet, get this one straight. All people in dance know how to isolate, whether it's Pilates, whether it's yoga, or whether it's dance. But let's use dance as an example. You can hold, as a dancer, your rib cage stable and yet shake your booty. No other way to say it. No better way to say it. You can shake your derriere while you hold your rib cage stable. That capacity means that that sacrum in the bottom there, that big triangular bone, if you really forgot your anatomy, the sacrum is that bone just below the fifth lumbar vertebra. It's kind of the seat of your pants. It's a triangle. You're looking at it, hopefully. And when that sacrum can wobble and isolate itself from the fifth lumbar vertebra, a force of current goes up the spine into the brain, back down and up again. In Chinese medicine, we call this the Ren and Du meridian. All cultures have a perception of how the sacrum, note that this word derives from Latin, meaning sacred. Note that thousands of years ago, tribes would take this bone and put it around their neck and either pray or go to war. There's always been something about this bone. Note that we pull from this bone today our stem cells. In the marrow of the sacrum is this abundant supply of fertile cells called stem cells. Another topic, another discussion, another radio show, stem cells harvested from the sacrum. If your sacrum shakes, that reverberation will send itself all the way up to the brain. Suppose you've got a fusion. Suppose you get a low back fusion. I think Governor Perry had one. L5 fused to S1 because of a disc herniation or recess stenosis or cord stenosis. The cauda equina, the lower part of the cord, starts to get twisted a little bit and causes pain. When you see people walking and they don't seem like their balance is there, this means that that sacrum, that L4, L5, sacral segment starts to fuse. Once you start to fuse, what does this have to do with your brain? You cannot regenerate brain flow. Your cerebrospinal fluid will not flow. The CSF, the milk of the brain, the leche of the brain, is the lymph of the brain. It's what carries away the waste product of brain function. And those cells metabolize faster than any other cells in the body. The brain is an oxygen hog. The brain is a glucose hog. Remember hypoglycemia, when you don't get your donut in the morning or coffee, or whether you need that meal and you skip it and your brain shuts down? Your brain will shut before anything. The brain is an oxygen hog. The brain is a blood hog. The brain is a food hog. The brain needs energy, which means it produces waste. And if that waste doesn't drain because you don't pump your cerebral spinal fluid, then the waste builds up and the brain starts to oxidize. In other words, those cells become victims of oxidative stress. That's a word you keep hearing me bring up show after show after show, on the tip of everyone's tongue, across all the lands and all the world. We should be talking about oxidative stress. If we can measure that in the cell, there is no disease. Later on today, I'm going to talk about markers for oxidative stress. And there's lots of labs that you can, as a private sector investment, go to these labs, Geneva Diagnostics, and find out how much oxidative stress is occurring to your cells, behind cancer, behind neurodegenerative disease, behind all sorts of diseases in general. So that booty's got to wobble. Like a dancer, it's got to isolate from the rib cage. The spine's got to get soft so that the occiput C1 and C2 can also sway like the sacrum. And what that does is it fertilizes the brain and drains it through the cerebral spinal fluid. Done. End of conversation. Case closed. See you next week. Bottom line, if you can't isolate down there, your memory, your clarity of thought is going to suffer. Bingo. Dunk. 2 points. Let that one sink in. Try it. No one's watching. Get up in front of a mirror. Have your partner just stabilize your rib cage and see if you can sway your pelvis and see what that looks like. Most of you, lots of you, lots of us are going to be moving like blocks. And when we go to these gym classes, unless we have a more sophisticated understanding, we're still going to move like blocks. So if you're over there at Equinox and you're pumping your weights, you end up to be a bigger block. If you're out there jogging and you don't counterbalance, don't get me wrong, nothing wrong with toning those muscles. But if your exercise program turns you into one big block, your average football player, you're working against your brain. Understand that? Case closed. Number two, fats. Fat, fat, fat. We want you to be a fathead. Why? Here's a little hard science. Trans fats, that's the garbage fat. That's the fat from Twinkies. It's the fat from chocolate. It's the fat that gets oxidized, rancidified, the fat that's played with before it comes to your mouth, not the raw fat. Need I say more on fats? Here's a little science. If you don't get the good fats, rather you get the bad fats inhibit the delta desaturase enzymes, blah, 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 big words for you don't make your DHA, your docosahexaenoic acid, you don't make your eicosapentaenoic acid, your brain fats. The fats that you want to fill your brain, to regenerate your brain, and your brain is all good fat. That's what the brain is, fat. Fathead, that's what you want to be, a fathead. Truly, not a grain brain. We'll get to that. When you eat garbage fat, the trans fats, that inhibits the formation of your DHA. Thus, you can't make your EPA. And what does that mean? It means your body's going to use linoleic acid, another fatty acid. These are all fatty acids. DHA, EPA, linoleic acid, they're all fatty acids with different amounts of carbon in the chain. Done. That's all the science you need to know. But if you're trying to repair your brain or build your brain with linoleic acid, it's like building a house with toilet paper. I don't think I could find a better analogy. It's like building your brain with toilet paper. It's like trying to repair it with wet toilet paper. It's useless. Your brain turns to mush-mush. And you feel it when you don't know where you're going. When you're 60 years old and you're headed towards Alzheimer's or senility. Or your memory's just so poor you can't go back to school. That's a big one. That was a big one for me. Sit there next to an 18-year-old in your upper 40s and realize that they're just happy because they're alive while you've got things to think about. You're a serious man with a serious concern and serious goals and the reality of life. And these little 18-year-olds are sitting there just chirping away about absolutely nothing. You can barely remember when you were like that. And then the reality of your brain just doesn't comprehend. People you're looking at in class, people that you know aren't as smart as you, are getting the answers faster. Well, didn't happen to me, not for too long. But man, what a wake-up call that is. When you really sit down next to an 18-year-old and you look at how fast even one that's not particularly bright can comprehend, because they haven't destroyed the axons and the neurons of their brain. And that's all about fat. So what are you going to do about it? The fat test. Here's the fat test. I don't think there's a better one, and take my word for this. Forget all this nonsense about fat in encapsulations. We love to think we can get it out of the oil capsule. Well, you know what? If you gotta, you gotta. So don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking it. But the bottom line is this. You got to get it from the food. Oh, we can't get it from the food. The food's not there. If it's really that bad, then hang it up altogether. We're all dead. If really the ecosystem's not going to, at this present time in space, allow us to nourish ourselves correctly, then either you're drinking the Kool-Aid and you're just not getting the foods you need, or we're all dead because we're not going to survive on capsules. So supplement with those capsules when, well, life as it is, you just can't meet the demands of what it takes to eat well. That's why we call them supplements. What a concept. So use them if you have to. But here's the bottom line. Compare it to what I'm about to tell you to do. Go to your best sushi restaurant. I don't mean the jokey ones. I don't mean the hokey pokey. I don't mean all the sushi you can eat for $5.95. I don't mean the fish that smells. I don't mean the fish that looks crap. Just doesn't look good. I don't mean the garbage fish. I don't mean the cuts that nobody wants. Go to the better places. Ask around. Another show we describe this. And order the best wild salmon that you can find. Coho salmon. Sockeye salmon. Atlantic salmon. The best delicious.